Shavua Tov Bevorach. Tonight we start Perek Tishii, which is Daf Samach Aleph, and we're holding right at the beginning, Fangton der Helike Perek. So, there are many different Girsaot over here. The correct Girsa seems to be from most of the Rishonim, Ha'ovde Kochavim, instead of Hakutim. Hakutim is certainly irrelevant. Some have the Lashon of Nochrim. But in any event, Hakutim ein lehem nezirut, or Avdei Kochavim ein lehem nezirut. We'll see why in the Gemara, that there's no din of nezirus ongoing. Nashim va'avadim yesh lehem nezirut. However, chomer benashim mibavadim, there's something about the chumra of the nezirus of an isha that we don't find by an eved. Namely, that a person who owns an eved can be kofeh et avdo. If an Eved was mekabel on himself Nezirut, the Adain is able to force the Eved into going against his Nezirut and into drinking wine, if he feels it's necessary. But he cannot force his wife, unless, of course, he was Mefer, her Neder, he cannot force his wife to go against her Nezirut if he was either Mekayimit or if he wasn't Mefer it during the time that was allotted to him that day, to be Mefer. Says the Gemara, Katani Avdei Kochavim ein lahem nezirut. Why are we so sure about this, that the Goyim do not have nezirut? Well, the Tanim Rabbanan, it says Beferish in the Torah, Daber al b'nei Yisrael, V'yamarta alehem, Ish o Isha, Ki yafli lindor neder lahazir lahashem. So since it specifies b'nei Yisrael, seems quite clear that non-b'nei Yisrael would not be included. Now, you might think that that would mean even avadim. Therefore, the pasuk says, the amarta liyam, taber b'nei Yisrael, I mean, obviously, taber b'nei Yisrael, and just say, Yisho Yisha. So the amarta aleihem broadens the audience and says that this is nogea even l'rabot et avadim. So that means that akum is excluded, avadim who have some of the dinim of Yisrael, they are included. But why do I need a pasuk to tell me that avadim are included? Of course avadim are included. Because after all, don't we have a general klal? That kol mitzvot she'isha chayevet ba eved chayev ba. An eved is essentially a Yisrael, except that he only has a mitzvah of nashim. So what in the world do we need a pasuk for? Of course he's included. It says beferish, ish o isha. So if it's including Isho Ishaka Yefli Lindor Neder Nozir Lahazir, then that automatically would include an Evet. Why do we need the Omar Ta'alayim to include the Avodim? Omar Rava, it's different. I'll tell you why. Because when it comes to the Dorim in general, so over there, it says, Ish Ki Yidor Neder Lashem, O Isha Vashua, Les Sor Yisrael Nafsho, Lo Yachel Devaro, and so on. But note that it says, Lesor Isar al Nafsho. So this means if somebody has the right to whatever is coming his way, to his nefesh, so he can decide what he's going to eat, what he's not going to eat, but that's only B'mish Nafsho Knuyalo. That's someone who is his own boss. Yotza Evet She'in Nafsho Knuyalo. Since an Evet belongs, Evet Knani obviously, belongs to his Adin, and the Adin can tell him what he can eat and what he can tell himself that he can't eat, and I want you to eat this and so on and so forth. So he's not the one that could start saying, this is us or this is Mutter. And you might have thought that since in terms of the din of Nedarim in general, the halacha is that an Eved is not included, and since Nezirus we generally look at as a subsection of Nedarim, and you have to have Nedarim in order to create the Nezirus on yourself. So I would say that by Nazir it should certainly be the same thing, and that if he makes a Nezirus, it should not be Chal on him because it's not really in his own hands. So therefore, Kamash Malon, by adding these words, V'yamar Ta'alehem, the Torah tells us that actually when it comes specifically to Nezirus, that it is possible for an Eved to be Nichlas to Nezirus. And remember that the difference between Nezirus and Nedarim is that Nezirus is a predefined state by the Torah, so that he's not coming specifically to create Isser A and Isser B, that I can't eat on Navim, and I can't eat, and I can't drink wine, and so on and so forth. Those are the things that are defined as Naziris. And even if this Evet never mentioned anything about wine, he just said a Rini Nazir, for that matter, even if he said, I'm a Kabbal on myself not to be cutting my hair. He didn't say anything about eating or drinking. But as we saw before, that in being Mekabel, one of the inyanim of Naziris, you're Mekabel basically everything, automatically, and it's not up to you. So therefore, the Ve'amarta Alayhem means that these predefined states that are defined by the Torah in terms of Naziris are chal on the Dorim, despite the fact that if he had attempted to create the equivalent of a state of Nadarim by saying, I asur myself on drinking wine, and I asur myself on eating chartzanim and anavim, and he goes through all of the things. But he's not doing it in terms of Naziris. So there it wouldn't mean anything, but by Naziris, it does, because of the extra pasuk of the Amarta Lehem. And that's what the Chiddush is, Kamash Malan. Now, you said before that the reason that Ovdei Kochavim are not included is because it says Daber al Bnei Yisrael. I know a lot of places that it says in the Torah, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, and we know that Ovdei Kochavim are included. So, like, what's going on? Is it true to say V'chol Echa Dechtiv Yisrael? Every place in the Torah writes Bnei Yisrael, it means to imply that definitely Goyim are not included at all? Because the truth is, that even though, yes, those words are definitely significant, and even though they do exclude always Goyim from some element of the subject that we're talking about, but they don't mean an absolute exclusion. For instance, let's take a look at Arachin. And when it comes to Arachin, where a person is able to make a neder to give his Erech or to give someone's Erech to Hekdesh, so over there, it also says the same lashon in the pasuk. It says, "Daber el bnei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem ish ki yafli neder be'erkecha nefashot la'Hashem." And over there, we do, yes, we do apply the halacha of bnei Yisrael v'lo bnei akum. So bnei Yisrael ma'arichin ve'ena of dekochavim ma'arichin. But when it comes to the question of whether they are ne'erachin, we do not exclude them. Because remember that the dinim of erech can include two completely different elements. One is that a person can make himself chayev on the erech of anyone. So he can select the person, I want to give this person's erech. The Torah provides an erech to individuals based on their sex and on their age. Now, what if the person that he wants to be ma'arich, he wants to give the value of a particular goy, of such and such a sex and such an age. So now, if goyim are not included in this parsha, then they're not included in the parsha in which the Torah defines the erech of people of such and such a sex and such an age. But that's not true. In actuality, if a Yisrael is ma'arich an akum, and he says such and such a goy, I want to give his erech, then that is mechayev him in the erech, and that goy has the same erech as a Yisrael. Now, if the whole parsha is only said to Bnei Yisrael, then that certainly would not be the case. So how do you explain the fact that we are actually allowing the din of erechin to apply? Because obviously, when it says Bnei Yisrael, it is not an absolute. That's exactly the point. So let's see that inside. So Gabi Erechin, it also says Daber al Bnei Yisrael. And we darshan that that means Bnei Yisrael ma'arichin, ve'ein ha'ovdei kochavim ma'arichin. Now continues the Braisa, Yochol lo yu ne'erachin, Talmud lomar, that's why it says specifically, ish. So over there it talks about, when we're talking about the Ne'erach, Ish ki afli nedaber kechanefoshas, Ish is including even Akum. So then that means that we're striking a balance, and we're saying that when it comes to the Ne'erach, it should be Ne'erach. So then the same thing should be true over here as well, because by Naziris we have Bnei Yisrael, And we have Ish. Ish o Isha, and so on. So then that Ish should include the din of some aspect of Nazir, even to a Akum. What aspect of Nazir we'll see? But there are many aspects that we could, we're going to go through in the Gemara. But let's say, for instance, there's two different elements in the Parsha of Naziras. One is the Chiyuv of the Naziras. The other is the conclusion of the Naziras, which is B'chayiv Karbonas and so on, right? So fine. So then what we would say is, a Goy can be a Nazir, because it says Ish, but he would not be Chayiv in the Karbonas of the Naziras, because it says Taberol B'nei Yisrael. So it's not that the entire Parsha doesn't apply to him, but you said that no element of the Parsha applies to an Akum, and that should not be true based on the model of Ish together with B'nei Yisrael when we're talking about Erechin. Well, says the Gemara, you're right, but it's different over here. Why? Because here there's another indication that cuts out the Akum entirely from the Dinim of Naziras. And that is that part of the Dinim of Naziras is clear that it implies to a person for whom the Posik La'aviv Ule'imo Lo Yitama is meaningful, correct? Well, for a Goy, that Posik is not meaningful because he doesn't have a father. What? Doesn't have a father? What are you talking about? For what doesn't? In terms of what doesn't he have a father? You're saying he doesn't have a father? There's no din of Yerusha? Is that what you're saying? That there's no din of Yerusha for a Goy? V'omer Rabbi Chiya bar Ravid omer Rabbi Yochanan, Oved Kochavim is Yoresh's father, Midiraisa. Dvar Torah, it says so. Ki Yerusha le'esav natati et har Seir. So you see that the Torah specifically does give a concept of Yerusha to Akum. So what is that supposed to mean? He doesn't have a father. Well, what I mean is, he doesn't have a father in terms of needing to be Mechabed, his father. So, Mimishu Muzhar al Kibud Aviv. Well, since going to a father's funeral is a kovet to the father, if a goy doesn't have the mitzvah of Kibud Av, so then he's not included in the Dinim of Naziras. What? Going to a funeral ipso facto means he's chayiv and kibud av. Where do you get that from? Miktiv kabed avicha kabed nazir. What? Somehow or other, nazir, it says that that's dependent on the concept of kabed avicha. Where does it say that? Where do you get that from, Bichlal? That's an awful big leap. Okay, you're right. Okay, so it's not because he doesn't have a mitzvah of kibud av, but it's because that since it says in the Pasuk, the La'aviv ule'imo lo yitama, that's the point. So he's not allowed to go to a father or mother's funeral to be tamei. Ah. So that implies that the dinim of Naziras are applicable only to people who can become tamei. But a goy cannot become tamei. Yotze oved kochavim she'en lo tuma. So since he has no din of tumah, so if he would touch a mace, he wouldn't become tamei. So if that's the case, then he's not included in the din of the zeros, because clearly it's not talking to him. It says lo yitama, and he cannot become tamei, and therefore it's irrelevant. How do we know, by the way? I mean, nolanda letlo tumah. How do we know? We're so sure that there's no din of tumah of an akum, basically like an animal cannot become tamei, so a goy cannot become tamei. The Omar Krah, yes, because it says Beferish in the Torah. Over here, we're talking about the Knisa to the Migdash in a state of Tuma, right? So it says, V'ish asher yitma v'lo yitchatag. We're talking about the Parah Duma. So somebody comes to me, and he doesn't utilize the Chitui of the Parah Duma. V'nichrata nefesh ha'im mitoch ha'kahal, k'et Migdash Hashem timei, mei nida lo zorak alav, tamei hu. Now, that means that since it's bedavka, the venichrata mitocha kahal, that's only someone who is part of that kahal. It's part of the kahal Hashem. Yotzazo she'en lo kahal. But this person, if he's not part of Yisrael, the only time that we find kahal ever used is kahal adas Yisrael. We never find a sense of kahal that is used for akum. And therefore, the pasuk is clearly excluding anybody that these words would be irrelevant to, which is the guy. No, wait, just wait a minute. What words are irrelevant? The fact that v'nichrata mikahal. Yes, so he won't be chai of chorus. That's all you've proven. All you've proven is that a guy who is tamei is not shayach to the Isser of chorus if he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. What the heck does that have to do with his not becoming tamei at all? I'm trying to figure out. You're telling me that the reason he's not included in the zero is because it says and he can't become tamei. And I ask you, how do you know he can't become tamei? And you bring me a raya because he's not chayav koras on Kli Sol Mikdash. Excuse me. What does that have to do with anything? Mimai, dilma kare to the loma chayav. All it's saying is that he's not chayav koras. It's not saying a word about his being tamei. But he certainly could become tamei, right? So where do you get that from? That's because, you're right, that's because the pasuk does say in the whole sugya over here, utilizing the Torah Aduma. So it says, v'yiza hatahor al hatame. Now, what that is telling me is that kol she yesh lo tahara, yesh lo tuma. But kol she ein lo tahara, ein lo tuma. Because it seems to be saying that only if you're shayach, you're tame, and you could become tahar. So then, since legabe the dinim of the paraduma, it says that it's a mishmeret livnei Yisrael lemeinida. So apparently, since only Yisrael can utilize the paraduma, so then that would mean that only Yisrael could be makabel the type of tuma that the paraduma would be matayer. And if they don't have access to paraduma, then they don't have tuma at all. Excuse me, but I don't see that either. All I see is that they don't have Tyra. Where in the world do you see that just because you use the paraduma at someone who's tame, that if you don't have Tyra, you don't have the tumah at all? Again, I don't see that. Maybe that's in your imagination. So what exactly, the reason it says vizah tahara la tame, you remember, is that's big chiddush that you could be a tful yom. And because of that, we're matam. That's a whole different thing, but that has nothing to do with this halacha of akum. Yeah, but there's another pasuk, says the Gemara. The pasuk says, ish asher yitma, v'lo yitchata. So what does that mean? It means that someone who could have been mitchata, that is the person who is mitam'ah. So over here, what are you going to do with that pasuk? We don't have another pirush on that pasuk. So since we see that if the goy cannot be mekabel tuma because he cannot be mekabel hazoya, therefore we now know that when it says in the pasuk l'gabe nazir la'aviv l'imo lo yitama, so then what that means is that he is also not nichlas into the entire parsha of naziris because that pasuk is irrelevant to him. That's what we're saying. Okay, now. Going back to the original, remember what we said originally, which was that it's a function of not having a father, not having tuma. Did that really make any sense? I mean, we said he doesn't have a father in terms of Yerusha. Is there a way to actually rescue that approach and say that it was meaningful? Says Rav Acha bar Yaakov, yes. You didn't understand what that meant. It doesn't mean that he doesn't have Yerusha. It means he doesn't have a father in terms of this total concept of Yerusha. Now, notice that when Lebnei Esav, Natati Seir, that is a Yerusha, Lebnei Esav. Notice that it doesn't say Nachala, right? Now, when it comes to Bnei Yisrael, always talks about Nachala. When it comes to Akub, it doesn't talk about Nachala. Now, let's say when you're talking about the inheritance of an Eved. So, can there be an inheritance of an Eved by an Akum from his father? The answer is absolutely not. And there's a very simple reason why it's absolutely not. Because we learned from the Pasuk that they cannot own each other. There's no din of ownership of an Eved. And this is all part of the totality of Nachala. V'hit nachaltem otam livnechem acharechem. This it says, l'gabi avodim, that it should be as a Nachala. And that means if there's a din of a nachala, so then there is a din of tuma. But if there's no nachala, so then in that case, then there is no din of tuma at all. That's what it's saying. So in other words, it's true, a nazir cannot be mitame, but it's meanwhile, it's telling you that only if you have nachala from your av can you be a nazir. That's what we meant to say, that lechatchila ein lo av. It included all of this discussion, and you jumped to the conclusion that was referring to Yerusha, but there is no way for an akum to even own another akum. So that's the that we learn out, that atem konim otam, velohim konim otchem, velohim konim et atzmam, and so on. So they don't have a kinyan at all on akum. This is a big problem. If this is what the Gemara meant, says the Gemara to Rav Acha, if this is what the Gemara meant, then you're really up the creek. Because that applies to Avadim also. The same halacha, that there is no, it's even worse, because Avadim actually, they don't have any Yerusha at all. So if you're going to tell me that we don't include Ovdei Kochavim from the Zeris because he can't have complete Nachala, so an Eved also is excluded. But we said that the Avadim are not excluded. Adarabba, an Eved can, in fact, have a Naziris. So this cannot be the argument for excluding Akum. Okay, you're right. So we still don't know, therefore, according to this, why we would say that B'nai Yisrael is a total exclusion of Akum from any element of Naziris, whereas B'nai Yisrael by Erechin is not a total exclusion, and it allows the dinim of Ne'erachim to apply to Ovdei Kochavim. What's the difference between the two? Ela Amar Rava, I'll tell you what the difference is. The difference is that Bishlama Gabi Arachim, Shenemar B'nei Yisrael, it's all very nice. There when it says B'nei Yisrael, it means B'nei Yisrael Ma'arichin, Ve'en Ovdei Kochavim Ma'arichin, but still we allow for Ne'erachim, because Yocho lo yune'erachim, Talmud lomar ish, and you said, well, here it also says ish, so why can't we do that same thing? I'll tell you why not. Because over here, when we're talking about Nezirut, I cannot split and say, vis-a-vis the Naziris per se, they are included. But vis-a-vis subsection of Naziris, which would be the equivalent of ne'erachim, by the dinim of erachim, right? Tell me what that subsection would be. Tell me in what sense they would be included and not excluded, okay? I mean, let's say, maybe it would mean that B'nai Yisrael, when they become Nazirin, so they have to bring a carbon, right? But Ovdei Kochavim, they can become Nazirin, but the B'nai Yisrael means they don't bring a carbon. Okay, so that would be a subsection of the Zeros. There's the dinim of Naziris, and then there's a subsection of getting finished with your Naziris, which includes the dinim of Karbanos and Giluach, right? So maybe that's what it would mean. No, doesn't mean that. I'll tell you why it doesn't mean that. Because I don't need Talmud Lomar Ish. This is the way we would say it. Let's pretend that we were doing the same thing with the Pasuk and Naziris, that the Brisa just did with the Pasuk of Erechin. Okay? So, let me go through it with you. Okay. Torah says that B'nai Yisrael, that teaches us B'nai Yisrael can be Nozer Mevi'in Korban, and Akum cannot be Nozer Mevi'in Korban. Now, here's where I'm pretending that we're darshaning this. You might think that they can't be Nazirim at all. No, Talmud Lomar Ish. They can definitely be Nazirim. It's just that they don't bring a carbon at the end of the Naziris. That's what you're suggesting, right? But then that would mean that the word Ish is the Makar for excluding Akum from the Korbanos of Naziris. But that's not true. Because Amri, Imishum Korban, if you're telling me that I'm being Mamayit with the Pasuk Ish, Korbanos, it's not true, because Lav Mi'alcha Nafkalei, there is a very strong mocker. The Torah goes out of its way to be memayet akum from being able to bring karbanes that are nogea nazirus. Where is that? That is the strange repetition where we learn out gufa that a goy can bring korbanos. Ish, ish, be beit Yisrael, aminagir be Yisrael, asher yakriv korbano l'chol nidreyam l'chol nidvotam. So over there we say, ma'ata abad lomar, ish, ish, belamet sha'akum nodrim nedorim v'nedoves ki Yisrael. Right? So adarabah, over there, we are learning that they are included in the dinim of bringing korbanos. And then it stresses at the end of that pasuk, asher yakriv la'ashem le'olah. What do you mean? Why does it say le'olah? So Gufa Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that means that even though they could be no dave an olah, they are not included in the dinim of olah. For instance, to bring an olah for a nazir, that's not the kind of olah they can bring. That's why it's stressing lo'olah davka l'chol nidreihem v'l'chol nidvaisom. That's exactly the point. And therefore, I know that they're not going to bring a korban. So there, we don't possibly have any usage for the word ish to tell me that. Therefore, I can't do the same thing that I do for erechin, including them for ne'erachim and excluding them only for ma'arichin, because I don't have a way to apply it. And it says, beferish prat l'naziris, divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Well, no, wait a minute. I could still say there's a subsection that they are excluded from, and the main element of Naziris they would be included in. For instance, how about if we read it like this? B'nai Yisrael, I can tell you this, B'nai Yisrael can make a Naziris that is a Nazir Olam, and Ovdei Kochavim cannot be Nazir Nazirut Olam. You might think they can't be Nazirim at all. Talmud Lomar Ish, how about that? Rabbi Yochanan, you can't just throw in something that's not in the pasuk. Does it say anything in the pasuk about Nazir Olam? No. So how can you just throw in and say that the pasuk of Bnei Yisrael, if it would have said Daber Bnei Yisrael and said something about Nazir Olam, fine, it doesn't give even a remiss to Nazir Olam. That's ridiculous. Okay, maybe I could say like this. Bnei Yisrael can be Madir their children in Naziros, but an Ovek Echovim cannot make his son a Nazir. Now, you might think that he cannot be a Nazir himself at all. No, Talmud Lomar Ish, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that is that the din of making a son a Nazir is a halakha l'mesh misinai. And a pasuk that's saying a miut is not coming to be mamayit halakha l'mesh misinai that doesn't appear in the Torah. So that's halakha ibn Nazir. So that also is not usable. Okay, wait a minute. What about this? Why can't I say that B'nai Yisrael, they are allowed to use their father's funding if he dies? Remember the case that the father was a Nazir and he set aside money for his Naziris. Father dies and the son is able to make a Naziris, which is going to be using the father's funding for his Korbanos Nazir, right? Okay, so why don't I say this? Dabero B'nai Yisrael, so that particular halacha of the Naziris being able to be chal on the money that the father set aside for his own Naziris, that is true only of Bnei Yisrael. Masha ein kein eina ovdei kochavi megalchen al nazirut aviyam. You might think that, wow, if that's the case, they can't be Nazirim at all. Talmud lomar ish. So we do have a way to utilize both the inclusion and the exclusion. The dabero Bnei Yisrael is to exclude the din of giluach on the father's money. And that idea, however, Ish would come to tell me anybody, however, can be a Nazir, including an Akum. No, this doesn't make sense either, because Rabbi Yochanan said that that halacha, that it's possible for a son to make a Naziris that is going to be based on using his father's money, that's also halacha l'mesh misinai. And we just said it's not reasonable to say that the Torah is coming to exclude something that the Torah never ever mentioned. And that was only given over to us in terms of this halacha l'mesh misinai. So basically it boils down to the fact that even though you're right, that technically speaking, if we have a ribui, which we do have over here in terms of ish, then if there were a place where we could apply the ribui to the akum and still have a use for Bnei Yisrael as a miut, we would. We just haven't successfully found one. That's the problem. And therefore, like the Rosh says, I don't know, apparently this ish is coming for another drasha that we're not aware of. But whatever it is, it's definitely does not have a place where we can use it in terms of the Occam's Nazirus itself. Okay, gentlemen, that was lovely. Short and sweet. Nice way to spend the Mitzvah Shabbos. We even got the big N, a real video for this night. And that gives us plenty of time to get over to Doc's house for the big splash on Mitzvah Shabbos. So start your engines, and we'll see you, Bezrat Hashem. As far as tomorrow is concerned, remember that we're on the new clock, and with the grace of the good Lord, hopefully we'll be able to meet tomorrow morning at 10 to 8, Eretz Yisrael time, and 10 to 7, Joburg time. Okay, look forward to seeing you then. Kol tov, everyone. Inei El Yeshua Si, Eftach V'lo Efchad. Kol tov, Shavua Tov.